Women, we are beautifully complicated creatures. We want to love and be loved. We want to belong and be valued. We want to be heard. We want to be confident in our choices, even if we change our minds frequently. We want our lives to have impact and purpose, and to achieve the ultimate goal that when we take our last breath, we will have no regrets, nothing left undone. The key to all of this is freedom. Freedom from the insecurities, the fears, the shame, the doubt, and the lies. Freedom to walk in truth, knowing exactly who we are, to whom we belong, and the power we have within. You're tuning into the Gigi in Hawaii podcast because you are ready. Ready to find your freedom and live your best life now with no regrets. I'm your host, Noelle LeBlanc. Welcome to the show. Aloha, ladies. Welcome back. Today I've got something special for you, and it involves two loves in my life, my sweet rescue dogs, Bentley and Skylar. I wanted to be sure that I remembered them since I promised to discuss them in my first episode. Bentley's my little Karen Terrier Schnauzer mix. He resembles Toto from The Wizard of Oz. And Skylar's my Catahoula Cur. She's my blonde girl that has one sky blue eye and one eye swirled with brown and blue. If you've been following me, you know we moved to Hawaii during the early stages of the pandemic, when the country was shut down and only essential businesses were operational. You know that we were able to get ourselves and our belongings to Hawaii, but what you don't know is that we had to leave our precious dogs behind. Now, getting animals to Hawaii on a good day is challenging because of the strict regulations imposed to protect the islands from rabies. But with the pandemic, getting our dogs to Hawaii took on a whole new meaning because all the commercial airlines stopped transporting pets with no foreseeable date set for them to resume. So we had no other choice but to leave them in Texas with our daughter. Now, after 3 months on the island without them, I was missing them like crazy. I felt so guilty leaving them behind and burdening my daughter with two more dogs in a house already filled with kids and animals. I racked my brain endlessly trying to come up with ideas to get them here, and none were feasible. I'm not even going to lie about it. I was becoming discouraged and depressed. So on one of my lowest days with the house all to myself, I sat in my living room and cried. Even though they were just dogs, they made me happy, and I wanted them with me. I missed them. So I told the Lord how much I missed them, and I asked Him to do something. In that moment, I had to remind myself that He is a good Father, and He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides and makes a way. I mean, it's not like He hasn't done incredible things before, but this time the task seemed impossible. Yet here we are again, drawing upon God's character, what He has done for other women in the past. Just look what He did for Sarah and Mary, how He blessed them in extraordinary ways. Their stories are in the book of Genesis and the Gospel of Luke. But instead of reading the scriptures, today I would like to read an excerpt from the devotional book, Acts of the Almighty, by Walter Wangren Jr., as he summarizes them in a unique fashion. He says, "Three angels of God appeared to Abraham in the form of common men. When he sees the men coming towards them, he leaps up and offers them his hospitality. 'Wait here,' he says. And then he rushes into his tent. 'Sarah, bake honey cakes.' While she does, Abraham roasts a lamb and rushes out again with the food and wine. One of the angels say, 'Where's your wife?' Abraham answers, 'In the tent.' 'Right, she's in the tent and listening at the door.' The angel then says, 'In 9 months, Sarah will bear a baby boy.' hearing this, Sarah laughs. Me, with a dried up womb, and my husband 100 years old? Like, yeah, right. The angel questions, why did she laugh? Uh-oh. Sarah tries to cover her embarrassment. I didn't laugh. The angel responds, with God, nothing is impossible. As old as they are, Abraham and Sarah bear a son named Isaac. And this time, Sarah laughs with joy. Who can believe it? I'm nursing my own baby. Now, when Gabriel tells the Virgin Mary that she will bear a little boy, she murmurs, impossible. I've never lain with a man. And Gabriel responds, nothing is impossible for God. Impossible promises. Can an alcoholic get sober for the rest of his life? Can a troubled marriage be saved? Can we make friends with our enemies? Can we adequately care for a dear one suffering with Alzheimer's? I had a few questions of my own. Can God get my puppies to Hawaii in the middle of a pandemic? Better yet, is he willing to do something so trivial? I mean, it's not like my dog's arrival will bring world peace or anything remotely like what was accomplished through Isaac and his lineage to Jesus Christ. It doesn't even compare. In my case, I didn't have any angels speaking to me directly saying, of course, Noelle, nothing is impossible with God. He'd be glad to help you. But I'll tell you what, I did have someone speak to me barely 2 weeks later, giving me a glimmer of hope that the impossible just might be possible. That hope came in the way of a phone call from my dad after church on Sunday, August the 23rd, 2020. He calls me and he tells me that I need to go online and watch the CBS Sunday morning broadcast featuring Dog is My Co-Pilot and to call him back after I've watched it. So I hang up the phone and with extreme curiosity, I immediately look it up, watch it, and my heart races. Because the story is about a Wyoming retired surgeon and pilot named Peter Rourke. He founded a nonprofit organization called Dog is My Co-Pilot, and their purpose is to give animals a chance to find their forever homes. And they fly animals to adoption centers across the United States and mainly in Texas. Yes, you heard that right, Texas. So I excitedly call my dad back and he says, Noelle, use your writing skills and reach out to them. Why not? They obviously have a heart for dogs, they have an airplane, and they fly to and from Texas. So I found their website with that typical contact me button, but that didn't feel right. Instead, I took a chance and I found the pilot on LinkedIn. I'll tell you what, I pulled out all the stops. I left my pride at the door and I wrote the most heartfelt plea for help I could muster. Besides, you see, it wasn't just that I missed them, but my son-in-law had just received orders for Montana, where base housing wouldn't allow that many animals. So now we urgently needed to do something. So this is what I sent to the pilot. A veteran's plea. I just watched the CBS Sunday morning news and I had to reach out. We're struggling to find a way to overcome this pandemic and are desperately hopeful you will be willing to listen to our story. My husband and I are both disabled Air Force veterans. After my husband gave over 25 plus years of service as a law enforcement officer, we retired and set into motion for our little family of four, myself, my husband, and our two rescue dogs, Bentley and Skylar, to relocate to Hilo, Hawaii. It is not the dream that we hoped for, as COVID has essentially broken our family apart. Now our beloved pups may be faced with being turned over to a shelter in San Antonio, Texas. The military family they reside with has new orders to move, and we only have a few months to get them. Our pets are not service animals, and the major airlines aren't flying them. We looked into a pet relocation service, but at almost $10,000, that isn't possible. We're trying our hardest to be creative and think outside the box and come up with other options to be reunited with our family. Is there any way your team could help us? Maybe allowing our pups to join your caravan to fly them from Texas to California? We know no one here, no family and friends, and miss our Bentley and Skylar tremendously. I cannot bear the thought that my daughter cannot take them with her, and they might have to be turned over to strangers, or worse yet, turned over to a shelter. We never imagined this could be a possibility when we set out to move, and that a virus would separate our little family and our dreams of a new life together. Any help, suggestions, or connections are desperately appreciated. We're willing to donate so that our pets don't become a burden or take the place of another needy animal. Thank you so much for your willingness to listen. Sincerely, Noelle. I wrote that plea for help, and I said another little prayer as I hit the send button. And I kid you not, within 10 minutes, Dr. Rourke responded that he would help us. Now that response was just like an angel saying, nothing is impossible. I'm here to tell you, Dog is my co-pilot team. They went above and beyond. They not only made room on their last flight out of Texas for the entire year by putting Bentley in the co-pilot seat and Skylar tucked behind the pilot. They even housed my dogs in Wyoming with foster parents. They provided airline-approved kennels. They made all the arrangements to have a vet certify them and completed all the necessary paperwork for Hawaii. And finally, they flew our dogs to California, where they were placed on Hawaiian Airlines for their final leg home. Now, for the most amazing part of all of this, they did it all for free. Come on now, God is so good. He made the impossible possible. He heard my prayers and he intervened. There is no mistake on that Sunday that my dad saw that newscast. No mistake that I felt led to LinkedIn. No mistake that Dr. Rourke was moved with compassion to literally fly my pups for free to make sure they weren't left behind. And after 4 months of separation, our puppies were finally home. And my heart was bursting with awe of just how good my Father God is and how much He cares, even in the little things. Looking back, I see my initial response was no different than Sarah's or Mary's. It's impossible. We intuitively know that God is capable, but we doubt that the very God of the universe wants to intervene, like somehow we aren't worthy and deserving, or that God has better or more important things to do. I experienced Jehovah Jireh, a God that cares so much that He intervenes and makes a way. As believers, we have a God who specializes in turning humanly impossible situations for His glory and our good. He wants to do the impossible simply because He loves us. Therefore, we don't need to despair and become depressed, no matter how impossible the situation may look. Nothing is beyond the reach of our good Father. All He asks of us in return is to have faith. In fact, Hebrews 11:6 tells us, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God. because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Faith is a requirement for God's rewards. I don't know what impossible situation you may be facing, but whatever it is, may I encourage you to give it to your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus and believe you are worthy to receive the good gifts and rewards that He has for His children. Indeed, with God, all things are possible. Mahalo for tuning in today. I hope this time served you well. If so, please subscribe and join me each week as we explore how we as women can rise to our fullest potential and walk in the knowledge of truth, where shame fades away, fear diminishes, and boldness emerges, rendering lives that freely thrive and shine. So let's level up, ladies. It's time to get brighter and glow for Jesus.